Song just touches all of us. Where would we be without him? You know, we all can testify until the sun comes up. Because without him, we are nothing. Amen? Got to have a little encouragement.
He went down fighting.
Yeah, he went down fighting in faith too. Oh, I got a question. How can you please God?
Faith.
Who said faith? Rose said faith. Anybody else say faith?
I did.
You did? Oh, birthday girl. Hallelujah. Well, that's exactly right. Let's go to Hebrews 11:6, please. I don't know why we're going there, but the Lord said go there. And we're going to follow him, right?
Amen.
Right on. Hebrews 11:6. You know, a lot of people think you please God the most by doing certain things, performing, doing good, and all that's great. Nobody's saying that that's not great. But the Bible says, let's say it like this, the Bible says, and the Bible is truth. There's no other truth but the Bible. The real truth is the Word of God. Jesus said it in John 17:17. Thy word is truth. A lot of people are looking for truth in a lot of places. They hear this and hear that and they think it's, well, we can watch the weatherman and he says it's going to rain tomorrow. We'll get prepared for it. Right? It's a 50-50 for him at best. But when it comes to the word of God, that's what we got to hang on to is the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
It is very, very important. At this time in our lives, you would think, you know, we're old enough, we understand everything, everything's just, look, we live in a different time. We've got to be true. You and I are the light and the salt to the earth.
Right.
You are the world's only hope for truth, for heaven. To live a good life. Amen? Am I preaching good? Okay? Okay. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Talking about Father God. For he that comes to God must believe that he is. Everybody say, I believe he is.
Believe
he's what? He's God. Do you believe that God's God?
Yes.
Amen. Believe that he is and that he is a withholder of them that diligently seek him. Oh, did I say that wrong? That he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Well, I guess all these prosperity preachers got it right after all. They've been crucified and burnt to a crisp. But let me tell you something. I said this for a long, long, long time. I got to preach prosperity. Because I'm married to Ann. Amen. I've preached that in Canada. I've preached it wherever you can think about. Glory to God. But it's true. God wants us to prosper.
Yeah.
And the way to please him is to believe in him. Well, I thought it might be, you know, if I did all this, if I baked enough pies, da, 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 da. That has nothing to do with that. It's about your faith. Who do you believe in tonight? This is a Wednesday night crowd.
Yeah.
I'm singing to the choir. But even the choir gets off key every once in a while. Not our choir. Right, Wanda? We're always right on target. I don't even know what a key is. That was to get in your house with it to start your car. Anyway. But without faith, I don't believe in that faith stuff, that blab it, grab it, and all that stuff. I don't believe in that. Well, you don't believe the Bible. Decree a thing, and so shall it be established to you. Speak to the mountain, be thou removed. Just stare at it long enough, it'll move. No, you got to speak to it. You got to speak to your problem. That thing, whatever's keeping you from your destiny or clouding your vision, getting in your way, hindering you, speak to that mountain. Amen? We do, don't we? We're free too, aren't we? Guess what? We'll have some more mountains to speak to. But we figured it out. That's what we do. Right, Dina?
That's right.
Speak to that mountain. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. I want to please Him, y'all. I want to please God. Pretty simple, isn't it? I think the more we figure this thing out, the more we're going to realize that serving God and the Word of God is more simple than we think. It's just you and God, me and God, the church, doing what He asks us to do, opening ourselves up to Him, allowing Him, yielding ourselves to Him to allow the Holy Spirit to speak to us. Show us things to come. Oh, I like that part. That's better than calling that 900 number, 800 number, what it is, and speak to Sister Louise or whoever she is. She can tell you all about yourself, when it's going to happen, everything.
Right.
Don't do that. That's a familiar spirit. But without faith, it is impossible to please Him. Well, I'm going to get good in faith. What about y'all? How much do we want to please Him? A lot? You wouldn't be here on Wednesday night if not. That's a good test. Impossible to please Him, for he that comes to God must believe that He is. Now, what do we got to believe in? That He is God. That's not too hard, is it? Believe that He's God. And that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. We're seeking Him tonight. We'll seek Him tomorrow. He's our shepherd. We're following the shepherd. Hallelujah. Comes to God, must believe that He is a rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. It's okay. He said in Mark 11:24, therefore, what sort of things you desire. That don't sound like poverty to me. You and I had a little discussion today on the phone. Some people think it, you know, you can talk about Jesus, what He did last in the past, and you talk about what He's going to do in the future. But when you start talking about what Jesus is doing right now, you fixing to catch from your Christian friends that don't believe in miracles till they need one.
Right.
I'm preaching good. Sure is quiet. That's a sign, you know, that you're not asleep. I'm preaching good. He that is a rewarder of them that... I'm glad God rewards the faithful. I remember one time, this was in the little Catholic building when we first got started. It was vacant. We rented that thing for, Betty, what did we pay? $80 a month? $80 a month. And it was built so long ago, it didn't even have a bathroom in it, so we did not have extended services. It's true. It don't have a stick of plumbing in it even today. And it was so cold in there. Sometimes in the winter, we couldn't even meet because it's so cold. You can see your breath in there. And then sometimes in the summer, it's so hot, we'd have to, like at nighttime, it was afternoon sun, we just couldn't go. It's just hot. Look where we are today. All because of God is faithful to His Word and faithful to you guys who are faithful to Him. Amen. That's good preaching, Miss Cora.
Yeah.
Glory be to God all the way over there in Monroe County. Hallelujah, it's good. He is a rewarder. God wants to bless you. If somebody's telling you something different, just ignore it and say, well, I'm blessed of the Lord. And just keep walking. Don't let any religious knucklehead get your faith off of God wants to bless you. He loves you. We all do good for our own children. He's got lots of kids. And He is a big God.
Amen.
And He wants to bless all of us. He can do things for you nobody else can do. He can do things for you you can't do for yourself. Why wouldn't I want to love Him? Why wouldn't I want to trust Him? Because His track record is 100%. He's always there. Well, He didn't get there when I wanted Him to. It's not your show. It's not your universe. He created all this. You need to let the Creator be the Creator.
Yeah.
Amen? Punch your neighbor and say, that was for you. Dan punched Ann twice. Let's go to Psalms 23. Well, we're going to do something else, but I feel like God wants us to do this. I had the honor to preach Cindy Purdon's mom's funeral the other week. And I was preparing that morning and praying and such, and God just said, 23rd Psalm. I said, okay, Jesus. Everybody on the planet knows 23rd Psalm, you know. He said, 23rd Psalm. How many of you think you know the 23rd Psalm? I did. I thought I knew it. But he began to show me some things that rocked my world. That got me excited. Look, your life has a direction. It has a purpose. It has a destiny. It has twists and turns and uphills and downhills and danger spots and spots that are good and this and that. But you know who's with you? The shepherd. Now, the only thing we sheep have got to do, Andy, you got this? Only thing you got to do is follow the shepherd's voice. And we still get it goofed up, don't we? Because I want to do what I want to do. I want to go over there in the shade. Well, the shepherd knows there's a wolf over there, and we're going to stay over here. I'm preaching a lot better than y'all shouting. The Lord is my shepherd. Let's read it out loud, make it personal. The Lord is my shepherd. Jesus said, I am the chief shepherd. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. Jesus said, my sheep know my voice. Do you know how that used to work? When all the shepherds would come to town and bring the sheep into the city and this and that. And they put them all in one big pen. Shepherd got his business taken care of. And he'd go over there and he'd speak to his sheep. Can you tell one sheep from another? Okay, they all look alike. He would speak, and his sheep, they would open the gate, and his sheep would begin to follow him right back out to the pastures, to the mountains, to the valleys, and go the merry way. Was that you, Jesus? Yeah. We need to follow the shepherd. The Lord is my shepherd. Now, that's a word that you just said. That's a word I just said. But sometimes, I want to get ahead of God. Anybody here with me? And sometimes, I don't want to go at all. So I'm dragging behind. But it pays to go with a shepherd. Now, most of us are old enough to understand this because we've had enough experience in the world. But what if we were a bunch of teenagers sitting in here tonight? Would this not be a beautiful message for the teenagers, for young people, or people that are just lost? Look, sir, ma'am, young person, you want to have a good life? You follow Jesus every step of the way, and he will lead you somewhere. That's good. What does Diane teach us? He maketh me rich and adds no sorrow. Let's say that out loud. He maketh me rich and adds no sorrow. Uh-oh, that's that prosperity message again. Turn that off, glory to God. I can't stand that prosperity message. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But they fall for it because I don't know what it is. Maybe they got more than they got or something. I don't know. But I've never been envious. Have you? I like what God's given me. I'm blessed. Keep going. The Lord is my shepherd. So I'm not in this world alone. I have someone that will help me.
Yeah.
Come on, right. Wanda just keeps saying those rights, okay?
Yeah.
I have someone to help me. I have a guide. I have a helper. I have someone that's going to take care of me when my problem gets bigger than me. The wolf's too close, but the shepherd's on the way. He's got that staff, and he's going to whoop it.
Right.
Wolf
right
out of the head.
Right.
He's got a staff. He's got a staff, which is a crook on it. Then he's got a rod, too, he carries with him, which is authority, which is the billy club. Amen? David killed a lion and a bear as a shepherd. David, the shepherd boy, killed a lion and a bear. We got a good shepherd. He destroyed the enemy. He destroyed Satan for us. And he is our shepherd today. He will lead us in victory. The Lord is my shepherd. Why should I won't? I shall not want. Let's say it out loud. I shall not want. I shall not want. Till I see something I like. But the Lord is our shepherd. I shall not want for anything. But I got to trust him. What pleases God? The shepherd, our faith. You got to trust the shepherd. Let me ask you a question. How many of you use a GPS on your car? Do you trust it? Most of the time. And if you're, it's the reason you're lost anyway. And you think she's lost or he's lost too. They're not. Trust them. They do make mistakes, but you'll come out somewhere. But the Lord is our GPS. He's everything to us. We shall not want. That's verse 1. Everybody says verse 1. And that's a biggie, isn't it? Man, you could bank your whole life on that right there. The Lord's my shepherd. I made a decision. I chose the Lord. The truth is, the shepherd gave his life for the sheep. The truth is, he opened not his mouth to say a word. If he had, we wouldn't be here today. But he didn't. Glory to God. I shall not want. Four words. When you wake up in the morning and you put your feet on the ground, I shall not want today because I know my shepherd is leading me. But I got to follow him, Rose. I got to follow him. If he says, you need to cook fried chicken for your preacher tomorrow, you need to do it.
Amen.
Praise God. And deliver it too. Glory to God. Bill, how about that? I'll save you a chicken leg, buddy. All right. But we make light of that. But the thing is this. It's the little things. We experience it on Sunday mornings in here every Sunday. Holy Spirit, he gets them. It's because of you guys' sensitivity to the Spirit. And when we start obeying the Spirit, we play the right song. We sing the right song at the right time. We make this move. So, and the Lord said, you need to go tell Sister Bucketmouth back there to be quiet. Oh, I didn't mean to say that. You need to go tell Sister Bucketmouth to just be cool. That might be proper. But anyway, obey the Lord and be quick about it. When we hesitate from not obeying the Lord's voice, we are saying, I'm not sure if I trust you or not. I know that by experience. I've had too many Sundays. God said to do something. I said, well, I'll do it after a while, God. And nothing worked. It was good, but it was just flat. But buddy, when you say, when God says do this and you do it, everything begins to fly. Am I telling the truth? All of you on stage and out here that understand these things. Isn't that right?
Right?
Praise God. That's why we have liberty here. Because you follow the Holy Spirit and he leads you into all truth. The Holy Spirit is your teacher. He's your guide. He's the one called along beside you to help you. Why should I say, I don't need your help, God? I don't need the Holy Spirit. Oh, time out. We can do a little fishing right here. There's too many people believing they don't need the Holy Spirit because they refuse to believe in him.
That's right.
Speaking in tongues. Ooh, I don't believe in that. That's of the devil. You know what's going to be funny, Liam, when we get to heaven? Nary English word's going to be spoken up there.
Right.
It's going to be an unknown tongue.
Right.
Isn't that going to be funny? I can't wait to see my friends, some of them up there don't believe in this. They're going to get to heaven. They love Jesus. And they'll say, and I've said this, Freddie, I've said this a long time ago. I said, you know, when you get a little desperate, God, I want everything you got. Anybody ever prayed that prayer beside me? God, I want everything you got. But we hold back if it's something we don't know about. Basically, it's because of ignorance. Everybody say ignorance is a terrible thing. Now people perish for a lack of knowledge. Hosea 6 says. Okay, let's go to verse 2. Or we're never going to get to the end. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Boy, I tell you what, living for God's hard. You ever heard that? Yeah. Some deacon somewhere said that to you sometime, probably somebody. But according to this, he makes me to lie down in green pastures. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Not, it doesn't say sometimes he'll put you in green pastures. He said he will cause you to lie down in green pastures. Amen? Everybody say amen.
Amen.
I say amen one more time.
Amen.
Green pastures. This is better than laying out in the desert. And it, if you have ever had the chance to go to Israel, you need to go. Because I went one time. I hadn't seen a green pasture there yet. It's rocks and hills and desert. Up there around Galilee, I saw some greenery a little bit. And they got some really good fruit up there. But anyway, this shepherd needs to know where the green pastures are. And he does. What's his name? Jesus. Let me say it out loud. Jesus is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. Praise God. He leads me beside the still waters. Sheep won't drink from rushing water. And rushing water is usually shallow. Still waters are deep. Green pastures, still waters. Sounds like a pretty good fishing hole, ain't it? Just lay back, enjoy the cool breeze. He make me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He makes things better for us. Number 3, please. Verse 3. Can you see he is our shepherd and he's leading us somewhere? Can you see that? I'm going to say it again until you say out loud, yes. Can you see that?
Yeah.
Y'all got the memo. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. He restores my soul. Isn't it good to make this feel better? Isn't it good when somebody comes along and says, you look great today. You're a fine person. Glory to God. Yes, I am. We feel better because the whole world's been telling you all week how sorry you are. How inadequate we are. You don't have this. You don't have that. But I got a shepherd who makes the difference. He restores my soul. I don't have to go to some Houdini somewhere and get my... My what?
Chakra aligned.
Chakra? What is a chakra?
Some kind of yoga stuff.
Yoga stuff. How do you know about yoga? You've been yogurting?
No.
Yogurting. Is that a word? I'm glad we're not on TV tonight. He restores myself. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. The right way to do things. The right place to go. The right direction to go. He leads me in the paths of righteousness just for the heck of it. No, for his name's sake. You think he's going to... Look, this is my sheep. I'm taking care. Hey, all you shepherds over there, look at my sheep. We're on the path of righteousness. This is the right road. This is. We're not going to get lost, Lynn. We're going to make it. I've been led by the chief shepherd himself. Glory be to God, the Son of God. Hallelujah. He restores my soul. He talks to me and he says, you're a good sheep. You can do this. But I messed up yesterday, Mr. Shepherd. I know. But I rescued you. God, how many times has he done that for us? We fell off the cliff and he took that staff, that hook, and pulled us back up. And he fought the enemies away from us. He restored my soul. It's going to be all right. Let's say that out loud. It's going to be okay. You know, that takes a lot more faith now than it used to because everything in this world is so goofy. I ought to have a little amen on that. But everything's going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. We need to be happy. The joy of the Lord is our strength. All, amidst all this confusion and all the complexity of this world, how can it be? But hey, the shepherd's leading us right where we need to go. He's taking me somewhere. You know what? I don't have to figure out why. I don't even need a GPS. I got the shepherd. All I got to do is keep my eye on the shepherd. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness. So there are more than one path of righteousness. Paths of righteousness. For his name's sake. What about his name? What's your shepherd's name? Jesus? How does his name compare to any other name in the world? It don't compare. His name's above every name that is named. Listen, he's got something at stake here. He's got you at stake here. And he's going, for his sake, he's going to get you where you're supposed to be going. Because he's Jesus. And he can't help but do it right. Because he is right. Well, I don't think I want to follow him a lot. I think this is a shortcut. Have you ever been in a car where somebody say, Larry, I know you have.
Yeah, Tina.
Tina and y'all was over around Huntsville. In another car, but she said, Larry, right there is the road. But you couldn't get there. She knew a shortcut. That hardly ever works out. That hardly ever works out. Stick on the big, big road. Hang in there. You'll wind up in New York City, but you'll know where you are when you get there.
Take the wide road.
He restores my soul. I'm so glad he does. He leads me the paths of righteousness. I know I'm going to wind up at the right place. Glory to God. The right address. For his name's sake. He's going to do it just because he is who he is. Verse 4. Yea. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. Okay, Christians. Let's just, Matthew told us a little bit about this other Sunday. Basically, in the United States and Western civilization, we're a little bit spoiled. We want things to always be perfect. But have you realized they're not? You don't have to live very long to understand everything is not perfect in this world. But we know who is. The one that's leading me is perfect. He'll lead me through. Everybody say through. That is the word in that whole sentence. The main word. He leads me through. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I'm not hanging out there. I'm going through the valley of the shadow of death. Amen? Everybody, amen? I will fear no evil. Why? For thou art with me. My shepherd is with me. And if we walk with him long enough, we can understand and trust him. He's going to take care of you through everything. It's not going to be, it can be scary looking, but we fear no evil. I got God. Everything's going to be all right. Okay? Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he's leading you. Everybody say, he's leading me. Where are we going today, Jesus? Well, we're going to go through the valley of the shadow of death. And I'm not sure about this, but I think over there in some area, there is a place that actually is called the shadow of death. I don't know. It's probably a mountain. If valley or something. But anyway, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Y'all ready to take a leap of faith? Are y'all ready? Okay, we're fixing to man up with the faith. How are we going to please God? By faith. We don't have to fear death. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. God's with us at death or life. Amen. If you're his child, when you say, take your last breath, you're instantly with him. He's with you living or when your body's given up the ghost. I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod. And there's that rod of authority. That's what he hits those animals with. Keeps you protected. And thy staff, they comfort me. Oh, I just know. I mean, this could be bad, but he's got his weapons with him. His authority. It says a rod, and we know that's probably a wooden club. But in the spirit, he's God.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is speak. He takes care of things. He protects us. And we have angels to protect us as well. And thy staff, they comfort me. 5, please. Thou preparest. What's happening here? You started out just following. He takes you to green pastures. He takes you by still waters. He restores your soul. So things can get a little sideways sometimes. But God, he applies the balm of Gilead on us, the anointing that soothes and heals us. It gets us going again. And then we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and he gets us through that. And then after that, he prepares a table before me in the presence of my enemies. They're going to be enemies. We believe in teaching the truth, the Word of God. The Word of God says you're going to have enemies. Jesus said, they hated me, they're going to hate you. But I've overcome the world. Be of good cheer. I've overcome the world. Isn't that good news? What are we reading that out of? A comic book tonight? No, the Word of God. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. Healing oil. Anointing oil. My cup runs over. More than enough healing oil. You never run out. Isn't that good? In the presence of your enemies, he prepares you a dinner table. In the presence of our enemies, Jesus is all upset and uptight and don't know what he's going to do. My shepherd. No. You will never, ever walk with him when he does not know exactly what to do, how to do it, when to do it, and what to do. He's God. He's been there and come back to meet you right now. He's the beginning and the end. He's prepared a table before me. You won't get a hot dog and a hamburger.
No.
We got to go by Sonic over here, guys. Come on, and I'll get y'all. No. Jesus can cook. He can fry fish, we know.
Right.
Yeah. he did for his boys, didn't he? The 12. Yeah. Okay. Prepares that, anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. Verse 6. Surely. Now, the Word of God says surely. What do you think he's talking about? Guaranteed. Surely. Now, the shepherd's taken us from day one, and he's leading you. You've had the good, the green pastures. You've had this. You've had that. You've seen things. You've done things. And he's led you through the valley of the shadow of death. He prepared, even your enemies start crowding around you, he gives you a banqueting table to eat from. Amen? It's beautiful, isn't it, to have someone that close to you. In verse 6, he says, surely, if you'll follow me, surely, goodness and mercy. Anybody need any goodness? Anybody need any mercy? Goodness and mercy shall follow me. That's me. That's you. Follow me. Who's that following you around? Oh, well, that's just goodness and mercy. We need to think like this, y'all. We need to think like this because this is actually what is really, really happening. It don't look right. We don't go with what we see. We live by faith. You want to please God? Get your faith out there. Surely goodness and... Now, this was happening at a funeral, y'all. At Cindy Purden's mom's funeral. Pam, you were there. I thought I knew the 23rd Psalm till that morning. Things came up, you know. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me most of my life. Good days, bad days,
every day.
What's following you around? Well, I tell you what, if I could just get this monkey off my back, the devil's been on me.
Get him off.
If it was a horsefly, you get it off. I got off one today. They like me. But I don't like them. Did you know you can sneak up on a horsefly? I did that today. That dude was on the sidewalk, and he got his little rear end toward me. And I went up and I said, he never even got there. Good deal is right. How did he get on the ark anyway? I got to talk to Noah when I see him. Goodness and mercy shall follow. Miss Agnes, goodness and mercy are going to follow you all the every day of your life that you live. From now on out, goodness and mercy is going to follow you. Yeah, but we'll get that part of your anatomy out of the way. And believe what God says. Goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I, oh God, this is where it hits you. Where's your destination? Who's going to get you there? Jesus. He started out as your shepherd. He'll always be your shepherd. And he led you your whole life. You wonder why. Why did I start a church in Oklahoma? Why do we live in Oklahoma? Why do we live in Mississippi? Because that's where I want to live. And this is where God called us.
Right.
Don't be anywhere God don't want you to be. Amen? I've done a lot of meddling tonight. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord till my rent runs out. Till my lease is up. Heaven. The house of the Lord. My God. Well, hey, you just can't trust God all the time, you know. He's going, what are you talking about? You better trust him all the time because we ain't got bat sense when it comes to figuring this thing out. Could you have navigated your life up to this point, Lynn? Back when you were a young, strapping young man of 9 years old? All you wanted to do was be a fireman, I can tell, or a cowboy or something. David's always been a cowboy. Do you know that? He still is. That's what I know. Goodness and mercy have been following him all the days of his life. Anywhere the shepherd's going to take him? All the way to heaven. You know what they got in heaven? Horses. Yeah. And all the cowgirls and cowboys said, yay. And I got to work on that part. I'm telling you what. Hallelujah. But it dawned on me as the Lord was sharing this with me the other morning. And it's, to me, it was just perfect. You could preach this at anybody's funeral that's a Christian. Or we think, whatever. If it's not for them, it's for the ones listening.
Yeah.
You start out with Jesus. You got to say, he's my Lord.
Yeah.
The Lord is my shepherd. You got to confess that. and I shall not want. So you're saying my whole life, all 72 years of my life, I could say your age, couldn't I? But I won't. Everybody knows you're a year older than I am anyway. As of today.
As of today.
Sure, I'll pay for that, ladies and gentlemen. Shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will. There's no confusion there. There's no question. I will. Can I say that? Can you say that right now? I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
I will.
Yes, because we are following the shepherd. Have we gone astray? Yes. All like sheep have gone astray. But Jesus had his rod and his staff. He knows where we were. In fact, he got all 99 of them home and went back and found you.
Right.
Glory to God. That's your shepherd. Just let him have. What's the song? Give the wheel to Jesus. Give Jesus the wheel. Jesus, take the wheel. Well, we need to do that. Let him drive. And you ever seen these tags? Don't ever buy one of these tags. If you buy one of these tags, I'm going to rip it off your car. Jesus is my co-pilot. No, he is your pilot. Don't put your name even in a category with him. Co-pilot. Good grief. Probably see that car around a tree somewhere down the road. Jesus wasn't there. Like the, you know what we'll talk about, don't you? I was a proud owner of a 1972 Plymouth Duster. Green with a gold stripe. Ugly ain't the word. But I brought it from my brother-in-law, Jerry Rakestraw. Does that tell you anything? Anyway, $500. It's a good old car. It's ugly. Good thing I was married because I wouldn't have picked up any dates in that car. And anyway, James Miller, who I affectionately call Killer, and I were out behind the Big Star where my parents owned the Big Star. And we were working out there, probably goofing off probably what we were doing. And my car was parked out there, and I walked by. I looked at my front tires, and they were slick as my hand. I said, Killer, look at these tires. God's been with me. He didn't blink. He didn't smile. He said, God's got more sense to ride with you. Woo! Larry, remember old recaps we used to buy and put on the cars? After, you know, a week or two, they come flying off, you know. Oh, God Almighty. It's a wonder we're not all in heaven now. Glory to God. What time is it? Ooh, we need to pray for our prayer. Did y'all enjoy this tonight? Man, 23rd Psalm will never be the same to me. And it'll just get bigger the more you investigate into it. And if you ever have to preach a funeral, David, you listening? You have to preach a funeral, or any of you girls and boys, be sure and have your Bible with you. Do not try to quote the 23rd Psalm. You think you know it, but you don't. Because somebody's going to get you a little sideways and you're going to lose your train of thought and it's going to come out wrong. I haven't ever done that because I read the Bible. Brother Copeland said, I may not can quote every scripture, but I can read them. Faith comes by hearing, you know. Not by quoting. Hearing the word. I hear the word. Yeah, glory to God. I read it out loud. I got it. The Lord's my shepherd. That is not a good thing when you mess up with the 23rd Psalm.
Right.
Because they talk about you if you do. I've seen it. I wasn't there. I mean, I wasn't doing it, but anyway.
We were there.
Glory to God. Jeanette, you ready to bring those prayer requests down here? Well, come on down. Price is right, girl. The shepherd's leading you right on down here. Yeah, and we want to pray for for Betty ankle and foot tonight. And why does she want you to pray?
Betty Boo.
Betty Boo. Betty Boo's getting her house redone. The good congregation at Egypt Baptist Church doing it all. Isn't that great? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Well, what do y'all want? Oh, here you are. Here we go. Waiting on me now. Okay, don't get smart with me now. I know the shepherd. We'll put you out here in the desert somewhere. No, we wouldn't do that. We love you.
Out there with the sheep.
With the sheepies.
The sheepies.
Father, in the name of Jesus, what a good time we have in Jesus. Loving you is such a pleasure, such a treat. And knowing and having the safety and the understanding and the peace of mind and in our hearts that you'll never lead us astray. Money cannot buy the comfort that that brings. You're our stability. You're our anchor. You're our rock. And we thank you that you always take good care of us. And Lord, we confess tonight that you are a shepherd. And we will not want because you will take care of us. You're the good shepherd, the great shepherd. So, Lord, as we lay our hands on these people's names, Lord, you know every one of them. You died for them all. You rose from the dead to make sure that we would inherit the blessings of Abraham and all the blessings that you had in store for all of us, Lord Jesus, that believe. So we believe in you tonight. In the name of Jesus, we declare these people healed, whole, and well. So people, take your bed and go home in Jesus' name. Amen. And that goes for all y'all too.
Yes.
Take your bed and go home. We got to pray for Betty. Let's bring Betty. Hold on a second. We got to pray for the world's greatest secretary in the whole wide world. Hallelujah. That's okay. Sit down right there. Glory to God. Okay. Let's see. Let's see. Let's just wait a second here and see what God's got in store. And you need to be down here. Hallelujah.
Debbie.
Hey, Cheryl, come on down here. The Bible says, if any sick among you, let them pray that they be healed. Not only the person they're praying for, but them too. You be healed. Amen. Dina, you get right there. Anybody else that feels led to be here? Hallelujah. Wanda, go ahead.
Father, we just thank you that tonight your word is so true.
Yes.
And God, we just listened to the 23rd Psalm. Yes. God, if that's the only passage of scripture we have, that would be enough.
Yes.
But God, you gave us scores and scores of scripture.
Yes.
And God, each one builds upon the other.
Mm-hmm.
So God, tonight, we thank you that Betty's ankle and foot and mine and Debbie's and Sharon, whoever, anybody that has bones that need healing.
Yes.
God, we
yes.
thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Special touch tonight.
Special touch. Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
God,
we believe it. We receive it.
Oh, Christ.
Yes.
Good rest. And thank you that we're expecting great things.
Great things.
Great things. And we thank you for it in advance.
Yes.
We thank you. We pray.
We thank you.
We thank you that Betty does not walk with any kind of limp.
No.
Amen. Amen.
Her foot stabilizes her.
Yes.
Her
yes.
yes.
And her ankle and everything.
Yes.
Yes.
Made
yes.
up of.
Yes.
We thank you that there's no loss of inversion or eversion or
right.
doing this
right.
way.
Right. Right.
Right.
God, there's
right.
no loss of
no.
any kind of
Amen.
Motion of this,
Amen.
This foot in Jesus'
we
name.
Thank
we thank
you.
We pray
yes.
you. We claim it for all of us.
Yes.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Thank
right.
you.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
Amen.
You.
Amen. And we do not hope this is okay, going to work. This works.
Yes.
It's done in Jesus' name.
Thank
what
you.
Pleases the Father?
Yes.
Our faith.
Yes.
It's done.
Yes.
He said, lay hands on the sick and pray the prayer of faith. They shall be healed. They're healed. Glory to God.
And
glory to God.
To
Amen.
Yes. Remember that night you said we paint the blood of Jesus? I've been doing that over mine.
Oh, okay. Good deal.
So that's
paint
do.
The blood.
Yes.
Paint the blood.
Take your hand and just say, Jesus, I'm
paint the blood.
Blood.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. 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 Praise God. Praise God. Okay, now, this is the last question, but we need to answer it. Where is Jesus taking you? Where is the ultimate destination? Heaven. He's taking you home. You can't get there without Him. Without Him, I would be lost. Thanks for doing that song. The world's going to miss Myron Lefebvre. Wow. What a testimony. God can use us all. Glory to God. Well, y'all want to start over? This is Psalms 24, you know. Yeah, look, people are moving now, buddy. I'm telling you what. We're getting out of our seats all over the congregation.